So this is the room kind of where Mesa was born. This is the house that Mesa built. No. So 10 years ago, or 11 now, we started a thing called the Entertainment Supply Chain Academy. It actually started in 2006. We were partners with DEG. And really what we did was, DVD had just peaked, and we started looking at the profitability of the profitability of packaged media. And really looking at ways where if we coordinate, collaborate, and speak to things about the finer points of supply chain. And this is all very foreign stuff for the business, right? Packaged media was always such a cash cow, we didn't care. It was more like, when's the next awesome, amazing, lavish party that we're all gonna just blow our brains out at, right? I mean, it was certainly a unique environment when ESCA came onto the scene. But really what we did is we started analyzing the supply chain, talking about distribution centers and the last 100 feet. And, you know, there was a lot of technology that was being built around supply chains. It certainly wasn't there, and we needed to kind of get it over the hump. And we would have these amazing rock stars coming up here. America Silver was one of my rock stars from Paramount. People like Dan Mirren, Tony Corcunis, Tom Emmerich. It was a cast of very interesting studio leaders. And what Mesa did was gather the service providers around that piece, and tried to make that communication clearer, tried to make that relationship stronger. Not because we're providing the service or we didn't have that customer relationship. Of course that was existent, right? This whole town was built on relationship. This is something that's evolved over the last 10 years. Still very strong and a critical piece of it. But back then it was even crazier in terms of the relationship business. But what we wanted to do was close the doors, right? No press. Right, nobody making, it's almost like Chatham House rules, right? Where people could talk about it, but not necessarily publicly and not necessarily identify the people that were coming up with those ideas, because the ideas were universal enough where it didn't matter where they came from. This wasn't about developing synergies. This was about analyzing and making sure that we were cutting the right corners in the right areas so that the quality of the product did not go down, that our just-in-time delivery methods worked, right? Because remember, DVD was a returns business as well, right? There were a lot of issues around that product that hadn't been in previous iterations of packaged media that we had to deal with. FYI, it wasn't until Shrek 2 that actually came out and impacted somebody's P&L, but that's a whole other story. But this was really the history of the business. So I was approached by a couple of companies when I did my Mesa 2020. Ironically, that was in there back in October. I started reaching out to member companies and saying, hey, let's have a dialogue. Where does Mesa need to be for the next 10 years? Where is your focus? Data, IT, security, right? Those are our mantras now. Instead of supply chain, we split it into three pieces, essential building blocks of the supply chain. And they wanted to do an OTT event. And not something that was, you know, not your grandfather's OTT event. That doesn't even make sense or exist. But not something that was, again, like an environment of, hey, you know, let me get my wares going on. Let me show off my products. Really something that really focused on where we need to be as a business in this realm. And then, of course, coupled with the discussion that happened this morning, the Entertainment ID Registry, I thought that it made sense for us to bleed into the next round and, again, close the doors and really have a frank conversation about where we're going. Because ultimately, these are building blocks to what we would consider to be the new Hollywood. Right? We've had a 75-year tradition, longer, I'm sure, of a physical product, and now we're delivering to the streaming economy. Right? Now we're delivering AVOD, TVOD, SVOD. I'm sure there's going to be a few more VODs when we're done. Before we're done. But the idea is, how do we take that same mindset and frankly, cut through the shit? I'm going to swear. All right, I'm sorry. Obviously, I was just Neil Diamond. I don't have much more to lose up here, people. Right, if that wasn't enough. All right, I'm just going to be myself. So what we've done is we've assembled some thought leader presentations to talk about various pieces of this new economy, this new streaming economy, even though we know it's not new. We've all been doing this for a few years, but I think we all see ahead of us some incredible challenges around speed and scale. So I'm going to ask you all to be participants as much as we talk up here, whether it's in a panel discussion or in some of the presentations. The presentations are like 15-minute vignettes to talk about things, UX, UI, consumer engagement, where we're at in terms of the streaming wars, so to speak. But the reality is you're here because you play a piece and a role in this chain at your company. And we didn't need a tremendous amount of depth. We needed people who are proactive and were willing to engage in the conversation. So it's kind of new. Tomorrow we'll do smart content and we'll do the regular breakouts and 300 people at the Skirball and it's all fine and dandy. But today this is about a real conversation. So I wanted to set that up. And for those of you who weren't at the EITR session this morning, we're going to kick it off. It was going to be myself and two EITR board members. But of course, Greg was called back to Sony. So it's going to be my dear friend, Mr. Eric Iverson, is going to come up and join me. Come on up.